Shvoy oime. Kol shechok mosoi meuvim meisof lemahu doime. Somebody whose chokmah is more numbersome, greater, bigger, something, meisof, and is meisim, lemahu doime. It's going to be a mosel. There's a mosel here. Moshel, le'ilon shanofov merubin v'sharoshav mu'otim. So the chokmah that's moving in myself is like a tree that the anofim are many, v'sharoshav and the sharoshav, the roots are less. V'aguach ba'al v'akrosav. So two things happen. The ruach comes and it's oike the tree, and not only that, by fachtoi al ponov, it turns it over on its head. Shenema, here there's a seems to be a machlokes shining word of these psukim are part of the Mishnah, not part of the Mishnah, but we'll read it anyway. Shenema, do you have a yumi? Is there a yumi available?
What?
Do we have a yumi at Tanakh? And then
what?
Is there a Tanakh?
Yumi.
Also, can you hear me? Very good, guy.
You only have good signs.
Okay, that's what it is. But this is the pasuk. We're going to start. We're going to start a little bit before, so that you get some context. Koyam Hashem, Olu Hagever Shiftach Vadam, Hashem Vosoz Voyoy, Umin Adin Oyo Soli Boy. Olu Hagever, that's Miftach Vadam. That's the subject. That Uvasom Bispasaz Voyoy, Mi Hashem Yosoli Boy. What happens for a person like that? What's the result? Vayo Kar Arba Lovo. It's the same possible most of things, but it's talking about a different subject. Of what? Of the pasuk?
Yeah.
We'll get to that too. The general idea is that this is a tree in big top. Not going to grow very well. That's planted in a bad place. And it's dry. Midbow. It's Malaysia, salty land. Not a place for settlement. That's one set. Right. So the subject in the pasuk is talking about Pitochen. The subject in the Mishnah, that's the question. But the whole of the Mishnah says the word is Chokhmah Sibur Maisav. You end up with this pasuk. The reverse, the second half. Of a kosher Maisav Merubim Chokhmah Sibur Lema'ahu Doimir. A person is Maisav more than his Chokhmah. What is he like? Le'ilon Shanof of Mu'atim. He has not many branches. V'sherosher merubin, shafilu kol aruchoi shavoyim boyis v'noishois boy, ein meziz noisim mukayma. Shenema, continue the parsha Yemiya. Bo hagever shiftach b'Hashem, v'ayo Hashem miftachoi, v'ayo ke'ei shosu al mayim, v'al yuvah or yishlach shorosho, v'lo yireh ki yovo yichoyim. V'hoyo aleyo ra'anan v'vishnas b'dotsoyres lo yidag v'lo yomish ma'asa yisper. That's the same pasuk here. So clearly the subject of the psukim, the Teshuvah Ksav Novi, is Or Shiftach V'Hadom, and Boruch HaGever Shiftach V'Hashem. Some of the Rishonim, at least some Girsus in some of the Rishonim, the Beni Yonah takes it out. Rashi, according to some Girsus, Rashi takes out these Psukim. And that would explain those Rishonim. Rishonim take it out so we understand them. They take out the Psukim. There's no, the whole Mishnah, right? You have a Beni Yonah there? Yeah, I'll read you the Mishnah. Here it is. It's much easier this way. Much easier. Very schwer, Rabbeinu Yonah. I don't understand Pshat. Rabbeinu Yonah has very, very little to say on this Mishnah. He says, besides just in the gears of taking out the Psukim, Fabianus Vorm Alola Veperigze, the Indian kosher yiras chetay kedodim slachok mosam. Period. That's it. Tov. I don't understand that one. Chla.
Maisim equates with yiras chetay.
That's one problem. No, two problems. We've had this problem numerous times. We don't really accept that two mishnayos are going to say the same thing. It's, yeah, it could be a chat like that. That's one approach. Yeah, okay. Right. Maybe one time they said it in these words and some other time they said it in the other words. But if there's not something that's going to be in this chadish, it's just the same. This is, what is he trying to tell us? This is a repeat. This is the same idea that was explained in that Mishnah, so why do we have another Mishnah? That's number one. Number two, that Mishnah did very, very nicely without any Misholim. Let's just go back to look at that Mishnah. It's about a year and a half ago. Rav Chanina ben Doi Sa'ime. Kol shiyiras chetay kedemus l'chokhmosoi, chokhmosim iskayemus. Kol shiyiras kedemus l'yiras chetay, in chokhmosim iskayemus. No mashalim necessary. Now, it's possible, probable if you do, that what is really meant is the second half of the Mishnah. The second half of that Mishnah, by some people, it's a second Mishnah, a different Mishnah. It says, "Who are you? Aim the kosher ma'aseh, mubim mechachmosi, chachmosim iskayemes. Kosher chachmosim, mubim ma'aseh, any chachmosim iskayemes." So at least we have the right subjects, right? So let's assume at least we'll give him a hanacha that he didn't really mean that, which means the next Mishnah, the next half, the other half of the
Mishnah.
There are some gifts that's one Mishnah, and some gifts that's two Mishnahs, but it's still a Hu Ayoime. So, fine. It really means this Mishnah, let's say, okay? But one second, I understand. In order to tell me the idea of the relationship between Maisim and Chokhmah, right, can you tell it to me the way you did in Mishnah Gedal, in Yud Beis, whatever you call it? Can you tell it to me straight? Kol Shem Maisim Gum Chokhmah, Osir Chosim Skayemis. So what do you need Eitzim for? What do you need another Mishnah? You said it nicely, quick, short, to the point. Even though you said it exactly what it should be said. You know. So what are you telling me now? You would get the Elizabeth Azariah, he was a serious person. Like, he took Torah seriously. Like, you didn't stop talking. Don't tell me stories. Right? Tell me stories. What are you telling me? What's this tree story? What do you need trees for? What do you want? You want to tell me the relationship of Maisim and Chochmah? Okay. It's the same pair. You go, just go back a little bit to the beginning of the pair, middle of the pair. Well, also, if it's the same thing, it's not a problem. If it's not the same thing, so you have no differences.
And what is it even here saying?
He says that he explained it over there.
What did he say over there?
Doesn't mean that it's the same thing.
What did he say over there? Maybe he said the difference between both of them.
Yeah, it's not a difference over there.
What did he say over there?
Yeah, the chadar of your hip goes nuts.
Maybe he explains the difference between the two Mishnahs over there.
Yeah, he doesn't. So this, just we're lining up the problems. Like, if you want to understand something, usually you cannot come to understand the Mishnah. Almost anything. First you have to not understand. understand as clearly as possible in as many ways as possible to understand. Right, so we want to try to line up the clashes. What's bothering us here in this mishnah? The first mishnah we want to know, is it the same, is it different? If it's the same, then who needs it? If it's different, what's the difference? What exactly is the subject matter in Mishnah Chaf Gimel? What was the subject matter in Mishnah Yud Beis? That's true, clearly, especially if we're assuming, or given that Hanacha, that we're talking about the second half of the Mishnah, that they're both talking about the relationship between the Ma'isim and the Chacham. But there seems to be a difficulty here. This might be in the direction of an answer. Over there, without any mashalim, here with a mashal, over there, the subject matter was the chokhmah. Right? Here in the mashal, so we have, what do we have? We have a tree that's got little branches and a lot of roots. All the winds can't knock it over. And if they, in the other half of the Kaderesh Mishnah, it is knocking it over. What's it knocking over? It's knocking over the whole tree.
Flat on its face.
Unrooting the tree, flat on its face. Right, what's the subject? Tree.
One second.
I just want to get clear. How many subjects are there? Right, so in that mission is clear. No mushalim and two subjects. Chochm and Maisi. Right. Here we have a tree. It's got roots. And it's got branches. And it's also a tree. That tree, it's just roots and branches. It's a tree that has roots and branches, and the a tree is good when it's got bigger roots than branches, and it's no good when it's got more branches than trees and roots. And what happens when it's no good? Then it's got a problem with the wind. As long as the wind came along, maybe it wasn't so bad, but when the wind comes along, then it's going to be in big trouble, because what's going to happen is that the whole tree is finished. The tree is going to be uprooted. Right. It's not going to be a branch. It's going to be uprooted. Right. Well, Shroshim was what? Shroshim was the mice.
It's not a root at the beginning.
It was rooted. It was rooted. It was growing. Just until the wind came along, that problem.
Right.
But the mice, when I read the mission, I said that there were two problems here. The wind's going to come along. That's only because I was trying to get in particular. But in general, if somebody would ask you, what happened to this story here? What happened? You would say the tree was uprooted. Well, is that equivalent? Is that parallel to Ein Chok Mosim Iskayemis?
Oh. I've been looking at the whole time.
It's not parallel. Oh. Oh, good.
One is the whole thing is gone. The other thing is the relationship between the two milers. First Mishnah is talking about a relationship between Maisim and Chochma, one without the other. This is talking about the whole substance of the whole thing. If you don't have, if those things aren't in relation, you're a goner.
Who's you?
The one who's...
You're the tree?
Yeah.
You're the tree.
Right. If you don't have the right balance between your Maisim and your Chochma,
so
you're the one who's... Oh, this first Mishnah was talking about how each one affects... Each miler affects the other miler.
So
but it doesn't say you're gone. You may be there, but the your chokhmah will be gone if your deeds are no good, so your wisdom will be gone. You'll still be there.
Right. So the first, we would think, like the first one, a hurricane can come along and debranches the tree, and left with a trunk. If we would use a mashal over there, which we didn't need a mashal. Here we needed a mashal, and the mashal tells us that the tree is uprooted, which, if you would ask me, if I had two subjects, roots and branches, right? That's the problem. That's the fellow making problems. Right? But where does the problem fall on?
I'm not even sure where the problem's falling. I don't know if it's because there's too many branches or there's not enough roots.
That's maybe the reason why this problem. So what do you say is uprooted?
The whole business.
The problem was that it was supposed to be uprooted. Roots are supposed to be in the ground. And now there's a problem with the roots. The roots were not in the ground. Right. And that affects everything.
Right.
But where's the point where the problem took place?
The trunk. To hold the basic, the whole tree.
The roots.
No, no. That's what came on. But the whole thing went.
You could say there were no roots. You could say there were too many branches. Or you could
say that's reasons. But I'm asking you, where did the lightning bolt hit? Right. Where's the point where the damage took place? That afterwards affected everything.
At the roots.
It was at roots.
That's where it was initiated.
That's what was initiated.
Right.
Then if you want to get to the branches, which is supposed to be the chokhmah, which should be related to chokhmah schayemes, then you're going to have to understand the second part of the language over here, where if chosoy al ponov. And we'll assume, which is a pretty good assumption, that the ponov of a tree is its branches. And when you bang the branches on the ground, that's the destruction of the branches. That's the special, particular... That's clear. Not sure the tree is going to die. But it wasn't enough that we just said it was uprooted. Listen. We have respect for Mishnayos to the point that if once it was uprooted, that you want to tell me that the tree is dead. So you uprooted the tree, it's fine. You really don't have to go into this dramatics about the tree turning over completely a somersault and landing on its nose. There's really just no reason for that.
It's a topsy-turvy world.
It
was re-rooted with the branches in the bottom. There's a great choker along those branches.
No, don't think that'll qualify for
that. I think it means that it's telling you the new Chiddush. It's telling you that
the branches
that
were put into the ground.
That which had a connection to Olam Haba, is now going to be connected to Olam Hazeh. In other words, the function.
You're talking the Nimshel. Who told? We didn't say anything about him. We don't even know what the Moshel is. Trying to get the Nimshel straight.
Okay.
Okay. The Moshel straight. Don't talk about the Nimshel.
Okay. I'll save it.
As far as the map, right? First step, you have to get your questions, and you have to get some type of a map here. Right, so the map, what it says is over here, is that there's a relationship between roots and branches. Right, and the result is that there's a new factor called wind comes in, and what it does is that it uproots the tree. That's number one. And number two, it seems to be a very important point, because otherwise it wouldn't be here, that otherwise it pops it down on its nose. Which that, if you should wish, I wish so. I think that that's proper to understand that this idea of a crossoy relates to the destruction of the roots. And v'yivchos alponov, it's not just the question that it won't grow any new branches, but the branches are going to get broken. They're going to bang into the ground. And generally, when you bang a tree from the wind, it gets somersault.
Branches.
They're not going to do very well. Firewood. That's all they have left.
Well, they still got smashed. It wasn't really good firewood.
So what do we have here again? One more time. Let's just try to get those straight. You want to know, is the mission the same or not the same? Okay. If it's not the same, so why did the Ben Yonah duck? I explained it over here. You explained it over here. Talking about some other subject over here. So it has to be related. You can't say that it has no shaykhs. But still, you can't really accept that it's exactly the same thing, because first of all, there is no such thing. And second of all, it doesn't say the same thing. Number one is, there doesn't have a motion here, it does have a motion. And if this would be saying the same thing as what it would be saying over there, so then I can prove to you don't need a motion. Because if it didn't, even though it didn't. And it must be that we're saying something that you can only say with a marshal, because that's our rule of marshals. So you don't say marshals if you don't need them. Right? A marshal is not to confuse the enemy. Right? A marshal is to teach us something that's difficult to give over without a marshal. And you have this special capability of grasping the ungraspable by the marshal. If it's the same general idea, or even close, a second cousin, something like that, of what that mission is talking about, it seemed to be pretty straightforward. We used it just nicely, right? Well, we had a problem with the psukim, so we took the psukim out. Okay, let's take out the moshul also. Is there anything? What's missing? What's the problem? What didn't we understand? You want to tell me, like we told me over there, that ma'aseh meruv mechok moshul is a no-no. So you want to tell me it's a different no-no. What's the different no-no? Over there you told me And now you want to tell me, not only is Ein Chokmos Miskayemes, but the whole tree is not Miskayem. Okay, so say so. So what's so bad about, why can't you just say so? Malova said it. What's the need of Moshe? What's the need of Moshe? So we have to know, what exactly is the Mishnah talking about? What is the mission talking? That's a general problem. What?
It would help.
It would help. And at the very end, it left us high and dry. Nothing.
What is? Could you translate what he said? What did he say exactly?
What did he say?
Yeah.
Kfar bi'anu dvar malolo b'perek zeh. We explained these inyanim. Be'inyan kol she'yu eschet ha'ikodem es l'chok mosa. Which is the first time of Chanina ben Doisa. So let's say he didn't really mean that. He really meant the second half. That's okay. You can do that. Let's assume he means the second half. We'll accept that part. Right? What he means is the Kolm Shemaisim Buv Mechof Masot part of Mishnah. Right? And even though in this print the two Mishnayas are separated, it's Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, but in his Pirush he puts it all together. No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't.
In other places.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't put it together. So it was off by Mishnah.
It was off by Mishnah. That's kind of a little, I think we should go back to the, what was the earlier Mishnah?
Maybe something about Yerushchet.
Something about Yerushchet. You want to say that Maisim more related to Yerushchet than to Maisim. I have two choices, one Mishnah right after the other. One is relating Chochmah to Maisim, one is relating Chochmah to Yerushchet. The result is the same in both. The Chachmosim is Chayemes or any Chachmosim is Chayemes. And I mean, in this Mishnah, the Yerushchet, not the Maisim. Although I describe it in this Mishnah as Maisim.
I'll say that it's an option. I haven't worked it out yet.
Put it this
but
way.
Since, since it's what he said.
Yeah, so maybe.
Maybe that's what he means. Just because I don't understand it doesn't mean anything.
What he explained. To read his explanation and see if he explained it a little bit. It doesn't matter which mission he said, any mission. He wasn't saying the similarity is a mission, he was saying that he explained it in one place. We don't know why he explained it over there.
But he didn't.
Okay, that's a problem.
There's only one small problem.
It's in the bathroom.
What? Okay. Now, that's all assuming that we don't have Sukkah.
Right.
We have Sukkah, and then we have another problem.
We're just going to leave here with existential confusion tonight.
So what's wrong with that?
Yeah, it's
just Shvir week.
by
we always start with
Pesach.
We'll
have a Mishnah. Don't worry.
No, I don't mind if it's slow. It's just like leaving it on Kasha for a whole week.
Upside down to
get all sorts of
it's a very Tu B'Shvat Mishnah, this whole thing. The whole thing with the trees and upside down
right,
and the
roots
and the thing is... I heard a whole thing about this. Tu B'Shvat. It's like I got a feeling that the Chazal, Kodesh Baruch Hu, knew I'd be here. Tu B'Shvat.
Tu B'Shvat.
Well, that explain why the trees are
there. Trees and fruits and growing. And,
I have to admit that it somewhat disturbs me that in the Nimsh, in the Moshon, there's no discussion of fruit. And if we don't bring in the Pasuk, we're not going to have Tu B'Shvat. Because there's no Tu B'Shvat on the Maisrak.
Well, they say it up, but they say, Lavo, there will be, they all have.
Yeah.
That's only now.
Yeah.
So, well,
yeah.
What's it got in under the wire? Didn't say not fruit.
Yeah, where is the fruit here anyway?
Didn't mention it. Say not.
But the psukim.
They talk about fruit.
Broke can have fruit.
Hmm?
Psukim have fruit.
Psukim have fruit.
Yeah.
See you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay, shosol amayim. So that would refer to roots, right? Roots have special relation to the shosol amayim. Valuval yishlak shosol, that's certain.
She says fruit right
there. Well, yira ki yavo yichoyim. That relates to, that will probably relate to branches. Yeah, do we accept that?
Does that translate? How's that translate?
He's not going to be afraid of the coming of the heat. Who gets messed up by eight branches with the leaf? Well, branches have two things. There are they have leaves and they have fruit. That's leaves.
Yeah.
Branches with the leaves, right? So Lo Yirak Yovachoyim will say it's going on the branch. The branch story is that whole system called branches, and that's why the pasuk continues. So that's the shade part.
What could be that goes on the tree because it's next to the water?
Ubishnas b'tzoyos lo yidok. Right, from the choyim, that problem is going to have effect on the aleyum. And here, since he's in the sholso alamayim, so then it's not going to be the leaves are not going to be disturbed by the heat. But the bushnas b'tzoyos lo yidag. Who's not going to be doyek? V'lo yomish me'aso isperi. So this is going to affect the fruit. Yeah, got the fruit in there. Right, but
possible.
But here we have. What do we have here? We have here the problems that are being avoided. Right? The problems that are being avoided is that he's not going to be worried about heat overheating, which is going to affect leaves. And it's not going to affect the lack of water, but so it is, because he shall saw magim. Okay. And therefore, lo yomish ma'aso isperi. No mention of ruach. No ruach.
Ruach is the heat.
Ruach is heat.
That's the heat.
Ruach is heat. Ruach is usually
car.
The Mishnah deals with the wind and the psukim. First of all, the subject is bitochen, and this subject is something else. Some chokma maisiv arrangement. This is bitochen. And the problems that in the moshel are also different. Here we have a problem with wind knocking the tree over, and here we have a problem with raised the psukim. It's not, you know, somebody may want to come along and say that the general idea is just that there's trees that are in good condition, there's trees in bad condition, and that's telling you that you're a good guy and you're a good tree, and if you're a bad guy, you're a bad tree. And what the problem with the tree is and what the problem with the guy is, that doesn't have to be the same. We understand why the Bnei Yehuda didn't accept it. that doesn't go. Right? Don't go. No. Okay, that's as far as I understand so far.
Tu Bishvat.
Right? All right, let's start. Something a little different. We have to. Tu Bishvat is Thursday. Okay, something. Where do we start? We have to start somewhere.
Start over.
finish up that mission that we didn't finish.
Yeah, we could finish up that mission that's been hanging from last year.
That's what's wrong with
I'm still waiting to find out about meistering my money and how I'm going to become rich. I'm holding it yet. Ridiculous.
You mean you don't do it? You're waiting?
Of course I do it. I'm just interested in how it works. I figure a guy who does it, worthy, you should know how it works. You might even do it better. Stop measuring everybody else's money, yes? Come down to the wire soon. Yeah, it's serious. It's a serious matter. 11 months, 13 days. Seem.
Oh.
That Mishnah.
It's in 2 weeks, too.
You guys better keep davening.
It's in 2 weeks. That's such kacha.
Huh?
It's in 2 weeks. 1 year and 2 weeks. Same 2 weeks. I think we see where Hesh Kacha is pointing to us.
You guys got to pull for me. It's only a couple of weeks. You can blow this, Chas V'Shalom.
Why are you, man? Kol Shechot Mosa in the Lumen and Meis of the Mahu Doimah. Well, what is he different? So where does it start? That the idea of the relationship between a person and his actions to trees. Where does that start? So it's a pasuk like that. Ki ha'odom eitz ha'sodeh. Ki ha'odom eitz ha'sodeh. So not only, right, is the Mishnah using that marshal, so does the Chumash.
Eitz ha'sodeh?
Yeah. There's a lot of people, a lot of places that where eitz is a pretty merkaz concept. Right? We can go back to things like eitz ha'chayim hi l'machazikim bo. So the Torah is also neutral eitz. And then there's another tree, very famous tree. There's an eitz hadas tree. There's a lot of problems started there. A lot of things have gone wrong. It's all a tree. And both of those trees were in a place called Gan Eden. Weird as the way it's described in the Pasuk, the place of the Bishon was Noita. Noita is something that applies to trees, not to vegetables. So it seems that this was a orchard-type garden, right? Gan, but an orchard-type, right? It's trees.
It means not eight,
so that's an
orchard.
Trees. You're not Noita tomatoes, you're Noita trees.
So the eight could be trees. It's a rare
arrow.
Orchard has a different
name,
huh?
Ganadian. The chutz is there that says
Mekol.
Sure. So it would seem that there was not a problem. There wasn't any Yilan Yisra in Ganadian. That's right. But it says that you can eat from all of the pre of the eight. So it seems that the Gan is full of eights and pre. We follow. We see that there is this concept of eitz that relates to Torah, relates to something that from there is the shoresh ha'bchira ma'asit, and it relates to Adam. Relates to Dusha. Ma. What's the subject? Since we didn't have all the questions.
It's just a very small idea.
Yeah.
It's very dinky.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems that when your wisdom exceeds your deeds, it's your wisdom that's going to pay the price. I think that's the marshal of boom.
Yeah, we said already.
No, but I mean, Dafka, that's going to be the... It's not just that happens, but that's where you're messing yourself up. By having that wisdom.
Getting uprooted is not a problem?
Getting uprooted is a problem. But you should know before the uprooting, this blown up wisdom.
I want to ask one more kasha. I have one more kasha.
Why isn't kasha going to ask him like this?
Okay.
Oh, you are asking.
Okay. There's one more kasha I had up here. I want to understand something. Who comes from who? What brings out what? So you ask anybody and you say, Lumunam Rat Lamed, right? You learn, and that brings a person to do Maisi, right? So I understand in the mashal that we have over here is that the roots grow from the branches. Right? Right?
is that
One second. That's not the way I learned biology. I understood that the tree grows from the roots, and as much as the roots have the capability of absorbing the water, and then what happens, the result is the branches, and the result of the branches is leaves and fruit. That's the way it goes. It starts from the branch, from the roots. The roots is the source. We call that sheyush. We use that language all the time, and correctly so. Sheyush is a starting point. And from the starting point, you get to the end point. Where the end point, final end point is pre, and the large stage where pre and all the protim take place is this thing called branches. At the extension, the anophim is usually an expression of the extension of growth. that the extension of the Iker that comes out of a Shayush develops the main idea, and then you see all of its ramifications spreading in all the different directions, its branches, right? So the Shayush is where you start from, and you end up with branches, right? So, right, Nimshul is would mean just direct Nimshul, right? So that we have something that's implanted in Maisim, and from the Maisim grow out the Chochmah.
So why should they in the Sefer be enough to be more?
Oh, clearly, the Moshe of this Mishnah doesn't work that way.
Yeah,
right?
More basic question.
What?
It's a more basic question.
It's not a more basic question. It's here, it's something matter with this tree. The Moshe of the tree doesn't work properly. Mm. That's not the way trees work. Right?
The Chochmah is not the root, it's the branch.
What?
The Chochmah is not the root.
The Chochmah is the result of the branch?
Right.
Of the roots? Of the mice?
Right. You would think
it?
The Chochmah is the root.
No,
you would say, like, if we had to choose Chochmah and Maisin, who's the source and where's the, and who's the result? Chochmah is the source and Maisin is the result. Ain Chochmah, ain Maisim, ain Maisim, ain Chochmah. I didn't have that. You had that mission?
I said the Derek Eretz before Torah, the Derek Eretz after Torah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There's a Maisim before Chochmah, there's a Maisim after
Chochmah. I had, it was really good, very detailed. They got there. You got the Chochmah and Mira. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. We didn't have my. Come on. I couldn't say in my say in a time in time in my say. Yeah, it doesn't work out. In the subject of eights soda, there are two basic approaches.
Ashpul comes from the top.
One second. There are a few different ways of how the approach to the marshal of the tree to all the mechlal. Right? Basically, three different shotim. One chat is that you have the tree planted in the ground, and it grows up to branches, where it's the roots and starting of the system is in ground, and the end of the system is branches. That's tachos. Right, that's where you end up. A pre, for example. That's a very normal, healthy, good way, right? That's one way. The other way is to say that, yeah, this is a regular tree that grows from the roots and goes up to the fruit, right? But the ruchnistic tree that we're talking about over here, right? You think it was planted in the ground? It's planted in Shemai. Right? And the roots, it's an upside down tree. The roots are up there, and they call it Shayush Neshama, for example, and then the branches come down all the way down into Olam Hazeh. That's the branches. In other words, we have a tree that's rooted in Shemayim, and it has extensions of branches to come all the way down to Olam Hazeh, and that's the goof, this guy. Okay? And this guy is the branches, and the roots are up there. So we have a tree, an upside down tree. That's motion number two. Motion number three, we start from the end, is that the roots are in the ground, the branches are in the tree, but it grows the opposite. It's a mushroom. Okay. It starts from the branches. It picks up from, the branches are antennas that pick up things that come from up top. And it grows, it brings it all the way down until it plants into the ground. Right, those are the three ways that, in different portion, you have describing the moshul of Adam as an eitz. Well, why does it get so complicated? What's the basic subject that the Nakuda that they're dealing with? Because the basic normal tree, the one that grows outside in the garden that has apples on it, something like that. So it's rooted in the ground, and it heads towards Shemai. But there's a difficulty whether a person is rooted, are we rooted in the ground? Are we basically grounded?
Mm-hmm.
or regret, basically. So what's the Moshe of Eitz talking about? It's rooted in the ground. So there are three different ways of how to avoid this problem. One way is to have the roots in the ground, Afal Pi Kein. Two ways is to say, well, all right, then let's flip the tree on its head and have the roots in Shemayim. Right. Third way is to flip the tree straight and flip the process upside down. Mm-hmm. And have it grow from the branches down. Why is this? This is all very weird things to do. Flipping trees upside down, growing from the branches. All these things are really not the way things are. It's a very strange thing. Why do we do that? What's the kasha that's bothering? It's the underlying problem. The underlying problem is that the understanding of being rooted in ground. It's true. Adam is called Adam in Adama. But that's very low. It's very goofy. That's very gashmi way of looking at things. And it's not the neshama as well. Certainly not that way. It's neshama. It's barely makes it down to Olam Hazeh b'chlal. That's the chiddush. But the shorish and neshama is tachat kisi hakol. It's the shaychus. To down here. So l'chayra. Just to increase the question, the problem with the moshel that requires people to go into acrobatics, right, to try to get the moshel to fit the nimshel, to get the eggs to fit the other, trying to turn the tree around, trying to turn the process around. So let's throw off the moshel, find a better moshel. Mm-hmm. Come on, that moshel's got to tell me something. If after I finish with the moshel, I said, yeah, but, okay, yeah, I want to give you a moshel for a cow. Yeah, look, this is a moshel for a cow. Yeah, but there's a difference. This is a doimim, and that's a chai. And besides the fact, this doesn't say moo, and that says moo. And also, this doesn't give milk, and that gives milk. Thirdly, well, then, in what way is it a moshel? If I say, this is an exact moshel, except turn it upside down. Right? So then it's probably not such a good marshal. Then probably I should look for a different marshal. So if the marshal requires some acrobatics to make it work, then it's got to have something very, very important to be expressed in this way in order to it qualify to overcome the difficulties of the marshal that we have to stick to the marshal. Well, the basic reason why all the Meforshim, the Chazalim that deal with it have to stick to it because it is impossible. Right. So it's clearly that is the reality. Right. Right. So now all we have to do is understand to them what is the message. What's the tree person message? What's the basic motion of a tree person? Person, tree person.
Produces fruits.
How about mammals?
Fruits.
Mammals, huh? Mammals are no good. They don't produce fruits. That's no good.
Well, nice, and then it's fruits.
The fruits.
Fruits.
More than fruits would be better than offsprings.
What? Same thing as fruits is offspring. That's a tachlis.
Tachlis
are trees. It's pears.
Roots.
Pears are the tachlis. So they're not dumb. Tachlis is mice.
Stay tuned.
So the tree has two halves to it. It has ones in the back, ones out here.
That's a. Is that the way the roots and the branches are related?
Well, they are together as one, but each half has a different function. You see it doing something different.
Transformation of one kind of material into a whole other kind of substance. From very elemental stuff, we get tachlis.
Because you're going from fruit,
you say fruit is tachlis, and you say
so you're going from goyimit because you're producing from minerals and water. You're producing fruit, so you're going from minerals from goyimit to tzvimeach.
Well, I'm saying that's one, by man, you don't have to say it exactly, you're taking from,
how about Torah?
Take from Torah, and you, you end up becoming a person.
Eitz Chaim, hidden of Zikin, but there is also a tree.
Right.
Yeah, what's the tree over there? I didn't get it. Remember, Ron, I'll ask the same question on you. What's the tree over there? Tree what? What tree? Tree what?
You mean, what are we getting from the tree?
What is the marshal of tree bringing me to understand to you? Here you tell me there's a neshama and goof, and you can tell me this is in the ground, this is in the air. That's Ruach Nisim Gashmi. I don't really see it that clearly like that. But let's, you know, but what are you going to go to? Yeah?
It's a concept of continuous growth.
Is this have to continue this?